Doug Watts is headed back to court. Watts has twice petitioned the federal government to get Atlantic salmon listed as an endangered species. He also waged an unsuccessful campaign to get the often maligned and mysterious American eel added to the list. And around the Maine Department of Marine Resources, Watts is known as the man who waded chest deep into the Sepasticook River to retrieve bloody dead eel carcasses and carry them to the commissioner's office to make a point about the destructive nature of dam turbines.
Well, I just started seeing dead eels everywhere chopped up, so I started bringing chopped up eels up to the commissioner of Marine Resources, and he'd say, "Got another bucket of eels for me, huh?" And I said, "Yeah, when are you going to do something about it?"
That was several years ago, and when Watts didn't get any satisfaction from the state, he attempted legal action. That didn't work either.
That didn't prevail because the Maine Supreme Court basically said we don't have a right to sue if the state just decides to not do anything.
But Watts has achieved small victories on two small dams, one on the Sebasticook River at Benton Falls and the other on Cavasacante Stream in Gardner. In both places, the dam operators agreed to put iron grates over the turbine's intake so that eels and fish can't get into them.
A hydroelectric dam turbine is like a giant window fan, except it's 8 or 9 feet across, but it's got blades on it and it spins. And window fans have these little mesh screens over them so you can't get your hand in there and get it chopped off. These dams, the turbines don't have any screening on them. So the fish go through these turbines and, I mean, they literally have their heads chopped off.
Now Watts and the Friends of Merrymeeting Bay are hoping to compel several dam operators on the Kennebec River to take similar action by screening the turbines. They filed a 60-day notice of intent to sue under the Federal Clean Water Act, alleging that the turbines are indiscriminately killing Atlantic salmon and American shad on their way out to sea. In their notice, they assert that dam owners are in violation of state and federal requirements, which state that salmon and shad must not be allowed to enter the turbines of the four dams. Unlike eels, Atlantic salmon are listed as an endangered species. But Watts says the state and federal agencies aren't doing enough to protect them.
It's their legal duty to protect them, just as they protect bald eagles. But they're slow as molasses, and these fish don't have time. Only 4 salmon came up the Kennebec this year.
I think it's more of the same from Doug. I don't believe he has any knowledge of what the dam owners have been doing.
Pat Kelleher is the executive director of the Maine Atlantic Salmon Commission in the Department of Marine Resources.
They've started several different processes with the federal services. I think they're taking the issue seriously about protecting salmon, and I just think from Doug's standpoint, it's not fast enough.
The commission's job is to protect, preserve, enhance, and restore Atlantic salmon and their habitat. Around the state, fewer than 2,000 salmon return to 23 rivers, rivers that historically saw populations of hundreds of thousands of fish. But the state officially opposed listing the salmon as an endangered species, instead arguing for a threatened status because of the large numbers of salmon returns on the Penobscot River. Kelleher says hydropower owners and the state and federal agencies are working on habitat conservation plans, but he says a one-size-fits-all prescription for turbine screens is not the answer.
I'm not saying what Doug wants is wrong, it just may be that it's different in every site.
One Kennebec River dam owner says screens are already in place at its recently purchased Hydro Kennebec facility in Winslow. Brian Stetson is general manager for New England operations at Brookfield Renewable Power.
There are screens on the turbines. More importantly, there is a solid fish barrier upstream of those screens that direct, much like you would direct horses in a corral, the fish towards a downstream passage that moves the fish around the station safely.
Stetson says Brookfield consulted with federal fisheries agencies and installed the equipment at their advice. He says the company has also agreed to further study the barrier's effectiveness, and he doesn't think Brookfield should be a target of Watts' lawsuit. Stephen Stengel, a spokesman for NextEra Energy, formerly known as Florida Power and Light, agrees that a lawsuit is premature.
As much as people may want to take immediate action because of this listing, we just can't go out and start doing things without the concurrence deterrence and sign-off of the governmental agencies involved in this.
But Doug Watts points out that as recently as 3 years ago, an FPL consultant was quoted as saying that fish are passed downstream in the Kennebec via gates, sluices, spillways, and turbines, as if Watts says passage through turbines does not cause injury or death. He's already seen the difference turbine screens have made on the two dams in the Sebasticook River and Cabasakanti Stream.
Those two dams were killing hundreds of American eels every fall, and now they don't. They solved the problem.
Watts is convinced it is only a matter of time before other dam operators are required to include turbine screens to protect fish, but he says by then it may be too late for the Atlantic salmon. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.